Thank you. Good evening. This is the Pacifica Foundation Board of Directors meeting of January 26, 2017. I'm Adriana Casney, KPFT, Vice Chair of the 2016 Board of Directors. I will ask the former Secretary, Janet Coven, to please to do the roll call.
Okay. Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Present.
Present. And I'm requesting, can everybody mute if your name isn't being called yet? Okay. Sharon Brown, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Bill Campisi, KPFA.
Present.
You have to unmute.
I did.
Present. Adriana Casnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
I'm here.
Present. Catherine Davis, WBAI.
Catherine Davis is present.
Present. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Catherine present. Davis, I have a point of order.
Rhonda Gardner, I'm sorry, calling the roll. Rhonda Garner, KPFK.
Yes, and Rhonda Garner's here, but I'm at a point of order.
Okay.
Before the roll call.
We need to finish the roll call.
Excuse me, before the roll is called, there's a
question. No,
Ms. Garner.
I think that's what Catherine was trying to bring up.
Okay, I am going to continue to call the roll. Chair?
Ms. Garner and Ms. Davis, if we don't make a roll call and we don't establish quorum, it's not meeting going on. It means that it's not point of order or point of information or nothing. Thank you. Can we finish the roll call?
Introduce it properly.
Dan Goodman, KPFK.
Here we go.
There is a point of order that
Dan has... Dan Goodman, KPFK.
There has been a point of order with regard...
I can't hear Dan Goodman. Sabrina Jacobs,
there
KPFK.
There has been a point of order with regard to the roll call that was brought up by Catherine Davis and also by someone else. And the point of order with regard to the roll call needs to be taken care of before the roll call is taken.
Please respect the call.
I am respecting the chair, and the point of order is that the chair should respect the person who has made the point of order and call on that point of order with regard to the roll call.
Listen, Ms. Goodman.
Hello.
I'm trying to make you everybody understand that till we have a roll call, establish quorum, we cannot do anything else.
Okay. Point of order.
Can we respect the rest of the members and finish with the roll call? Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, Dan Goodman, KPFK.
Garner, with regard to the bylaws, we
Chair,
are asking them.
Mr. Garner, please respect the board. You already.
Please respect the bylaws.
Please allow the members to show that they are present. Thank you. Go ahead, Janet.
Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Jan Goodman, KPFK, is here and respectfully requests that the point of order be respected.
Go ahead, Janet.
Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA. Sorry, Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Thank you. Ken Lawford, WBAI.
Present, but I want to hear the point of order, please.
I'm sorry. There are a number of people speaking at the same time. It should be just whoever I call should respond, please. Ken Lawford, WBAI.
present, but I want to hear the
present.
Point of order, please.
Robert Moore, please respect the rights of the board member. Thank you.
Robert Mark is KPFC. Robert Mark is present. Sophia Nwangaza, WMFC affiliate.
Present.
Present. Serene Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Aki Tanaka, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Kemba Shibanda, Uhuru Radio affiliate.
Uhuru.
Present. Andrea Turner, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Masmila Washington, WPFW.
Present. I understand now why we
present.
Can't get anything done.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Chair, we have quorum. And
thank you. In order to...
I have a point of order, and I'd like to be recognized.
If you allow me, we need to do some housekeeping because we need to conduct a board meeting with order. The first thing that I will ask the members, we need two people identified like timekeepers, one for a speaker tonight, the second, and one for the agenda items. Do I have volunteers?
I would be willing to.
Point of order.
Please state your name because, you know, the
listeners
don't know.
This is Catherine Davis. This is Catherine Davis. I had a point of order that I would like to bring.
I'm asking for timekeepers, Ms. Davis.
This is Serene. I'd be willing to do the items.
Thank you, Serene. Who can take care of the 90 second for a speaker?
Nancy,
perfect. Thank you. Okay. Now, I want to, we don't have any absence, right? It's complete. Okay. Before we can go to approval of the agenda, or if the directors really, I think that we should go to approve the agenda, but if I hear some point of order, and I'm ready to... Please state your name and remember that once that you ask for a point of order, you need to wait to be recognized in order to speak. Thank you.
Well, I did ask
to hear
be
a point of order.
Yes, this is Catherine Davis from WBAI in New York City, and my point of order for this meeting is that the alternate tally for the affiliate director's election may be used in the seating of affiliate directors as the other
Kathy, one second, please. I'm trying to raise a point of personal privilege. I can barely hear you because there's all this racket. Can people mute?
Can everybody that is not a speaker, please mute their phone?
Pound one, allow
the floor.
Mute and unmute.
Ms. Davis, your point of order, please, can you finish your point of order?
Yes. My point of order is this. Is with regard to the roll call and the votes and the conduct of the meeting. And my point of order is that the alternate tally for the affiliate director's election should be
Ms.
used
Davis, that is not the point
of meeting of affiliate directors
and Ms. Davis,
the other
Ms. Davis,
tally.
Ms. Davis, that is not the point of order. Okay. Do you want the member? Do you want me to send a copy of what is for Robert Rule of Order? What is a point of order? Maybe we can understand each other better and not waste that much time.
Jan Goodman is here.
May I read something to you? Say a point of order can be raised at any time when a member notices a violation. The chair duty is to make decisions, called a ruling on the point of order.
I'm sorry? Called what?
Right.
A ruling.
A ruling. Ruling. R-U-L-I-N-G. And I'm ruling that your point of order is not a point of order. Point of order.
Madam Chair, on what basis?
Goodman.
I'm sorry. Ms. Davis and the rest of the members, please wait to be recognized to speak. It's not enough that you jump and speak on top of other people.
I'm sorry, I thought you were talking to me.
The point of order is a violation of the rules. And we didn't have that. What you bring is not a violation of the rules. That is my ruling. Thank you.
Well, I challenge the chair, please.
I'm sorry? Who's speaking?
I challenge the chair, please.
Can you state your name because the people don't know?
Okay. This is Aki Tanaka, and I'd like to challenge the chair's ruling.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, can you take the vote?
This is Bill Crozier. Catherine never got a chance to finish
point
her,
of order.
Point of order.
Mr. Crozier, you don't have the floor. Mr. Nack,
point of order then, Crozier.
Challenge. Mr.
Point of order, Crozier.
Mr. Crozier, I'm trying to answer you. If you respect the rest of the people, maybe you have time to talk. You have a point of order, Mr. Tanaki, challenge the ruling of the chair. A point of order isn't debatable. It means, and doesn't need a second neither. Okay?
Madam Chair,
what we need is go to the vote.
It's appealable, Madam.
No, sir. It's in debate.
Point of order.
No, Crozier. I'm sorry. I cannot. We have a point of order, a challenge of the ruling of the chair.
Point of
in order to keep
going,
we need to decide in that point of order.
Madam Chair,
I'm secretary.
Can you take please the call?
Point of information, Jan Goodman. recognized?
Yes, Mr.
I don't understand what the Catherine Davis's point of order was before I...
Miss Goodman.
Before I vote on the point of order, I would like to understand what the point of order was so that I can know whether to uphold the ruling of the chair or not. I don't understand what the point of order was. May I hear what the point of order was?
No, Miss.
Information.
I'm sorry, Miss.
Point of personal privilege.
Her point of order. And
this is Catherine. I have a point of personal privilege.
I'm sorry, Miss Davis.
Point of personal privilege.
I'm
please.
Answering another member. Can you wait? I heard you.
His orange is back there.
The point of order, I rule it out of order. This is not a propaganda situation. It's not keep repeating the same. A point of order is not debatable. I rule the point of order, and like I said, Mr. Tanaka, challenge me. That's perfect.
Point of order on what the chair just said. The ruling of the chair is fully debatable.
Madam, may I be recognized? This is Bill Campisi, and I have Robert's Rules of Orders right here in front of me, and I would like to discuss the appropriate parliamentary procedure.
Mr. Campisi, I'm sorry. I didn't give you the floor. You cannot yell. What I have another member, Robert Mark, that say something. I agree with Mr. Mark. That the point of order, what I said, the point of order is not debatable.
Point of personal privilege.
The challenge of the chair, yes, it is.
This is Catherine. I have a point of personal privilege, please.
Who, Catherine Davis?
And this is Bill Campisi, and I have a point of information.
Catherine Davis.
Okay, we will. Catherine Davis, please go ahead.
Well, my point of personal privilege is this, that I requested a point of order. You gave me the go-ahead for the point of order, but then you didn't give me an opportunity to finish it, and you immediately ruled out of order as I was mid-sentence. So I feel that my point of order has a right to at least be heard.
Miss Davis.
And not be interrupted in the middle.
I understand. Miss Davis, the point is, the point of order is not a way to gain the floor to debate. A point of order is in a specific situation that we are talking about, the violation of the rules that just happened at that minute. That is a point of order. Miss Davis, I'm sorry, but let me finish. You don't have the right to call something a point of order when it's not. Okay?
Well,
that's why I'm calling. I'm sorry,
I
it's not
do
a back and forth.
Right,
Miss Davis, it's not a back and forth.
Point of order heard.
Miss Davis,
not even going
it's
to
not
hear
a
it.
Back and forth.
How can you rule it? Well, if you don't even hear it.
I heard what you say. That's why I said that. That wasn't
I didn't
a point
finish.
Of
I
that
didn't
is the
finish
point
it.
Of debate. You don't need to finish. You finish whatever.
Why, well, I do
need
to finish.
Order that is not.
Okay,
order. I'm sorry, but I opened the floor for debate in the room.
Madam Chair, this is Bill Campese. I wish to be recognized.
What you want the floor to debate the ruling of the chair?
No, I don't. I want to make a motion to lay on the table the affiliate director situation, and I want to move to appoint an interim chair. We take that up first so that we know somebody who has a proper parliament.
Point of order. Talking about something different, Mr. Campisi.
Point of order, please.
We are debating. We are debating a point of order that the chair ruled wasn't a point of order, and we are debating the challenge of the chair. If you want to talk about that issue, go ahead. Please ask for the floor, and I will give the floor.
Well, point of information, what are we can you state succinctly what we're debating, please?
We are debating the challenge of the ruling of the chair.
What is the ruling?
That Ms. Davis wasn't a point of order, wasn't well taken.
And what did she raise as a point of order, Madam Chair?
We are that, like I said, is not but keep talking about the issue back and forth, sir. That's why the point of order is not debatable. We are debating that the chair decides that wasn't as per proper rule of order. The chair decides and rules that wasn't a point of order.
Point of information, Jonathan, KPFK.
Challenge. I'm sorry?
Point of information, Jonathan, KPFK.
Jonathan, is it related to the challenge of the ruling of the chair?
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
How can I vote on something if I did not hear her complete sentence? How do you know? I have no problems with you ruling on it. But how can any of us board members vote on a sentence that we only heard half of? What is it that you are ruling on? Can you state it, or perhaps Madam Secretary could state it if you have a problem with Ms. Davis stating it? I would like to know what it is we're about to vote on. What is your ruling on?
My ruling was that what Ms. Davis was raising wasn't a point of order. Anybody else wants to debate?
What
please?
Point did she raise that was not a point of order?
Sir,
it was
sir,
not stated, ma'am.
Not,
Ms. Crozier.
You should know that it's not debatable. That's why we cannot keep repeating.
I don't wish to debate it. I wish to hear it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Alexander, but it's not a back and forth. You need to wait. I gave you the floor. I gave you the explanation that you asked me for. Anybody else wants to debate this issue, please ask for the chair.
I appeal the ruling of the chair. It's not correct. It's not per Robert's rules to not allow the maker of a point of order to finish the point of order before you ruled on it.
No, sir.
So I'm appealing your ruling that it was out of order.
That's what I'm saying. That my ruling.
Well, I'm appealing it. Somebody can second it, and then we can debate my appeal.
I second.
Rhonda Garner, I second both of you.
Let me
also, Adriana, you haven't called on me once. You haven't recognized me.
I mean, you cannot all talk at the same time, and I will appreciate if you state your name, then the members will realize who's the people speaking. And the rest, please mute your phones, because if not, your fellow directors cannot be heard.
Okay.
Robert Marks for the chair, sorry, for the staff again.
Robert Marks, go ahead.
Yes. I, too, was not able to hear what the member raised that might be in violation of the rules, Robert's rules, or the bylaws. And it appears to me that this chair does not want us to hear what the point of order was, because she is not civilly allowing people recognized to have their full allotted time under the rules to speak their business. And I would respectfully request that the chair stop stepping on everybody else.
Mr. Robert Mark, I'm sorry, but I need to raise a point of personal privilege. You know that we should not assign intentions to people. You shouldn't assign intentions. If Mr. Davis is the will of the body to hear again Mr. Davis, I will let Mr. Davis assess her point of order. And please, who's the timekeeper, please? Go ahead, Ms. Davis.
Okay. My point of order is that the alternate tally for the affiliate director's election should be used in seating the affiliate directors, as the other tally does not allow proper representation from WBAI in the election of affiliate directors. Not allowing the three directors from WBAI to vote in that election was a violation of Article 5, Section 1, Part C of the Pacifica Bylaws, which states that the board shall have equal representation from each of the foundation's five radio stations.
Did you complete your point of order, Ms. Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm still doing that out of order, because that is not a point of order. Nancy?
I have a point of order.
No, Crozier. Appeal of ruling in the chair.
Order about her point of order.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. She's raising an issue that was already resolved last year, and it's a dilatory comment. Bring it up. It's dilatory to bring it up again. It's already been resolved by the 2016 PNB. And to bring it up again is dilatory, and I would say...
Point of personal privilege?
Therefore, out of order.
Point of personal privilege?
Please state your name before asking for the floor.
This is Catherine Davis. I have a point of personal privilege. To whom was that?
Ms. Davis, go ahead.
Yes. Obviously, I was one of the three directors that was disallowed from being part of the PNB.
My point of personal privilege
is that the director who just accused me of being dilatory is inappropriate. It's not dilatory. This is my first opportunity to deal with something when I was prevented from being here on the board, though I was duly elected. So how is that dilatory?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Davis. You have said your point.
Rhonda Garner.
I will ask. Rhonda, please, can you wait a second? I sent the board, the whole board, I hope that all of you received it already. I sent the official report of the 2017 affiliate director elections that the tellers, Mr. Goodman and Mr. Joseph Davis, already did. I hope that you have it in front of you, and then you will see that the point that is being raised is not, the point of order is a rule that is being broken at the moment that that happened. A point of order is not something that you raised that happened 3 days ago or a month ago. A point of order in a meeting means immediately when something was broken then. That's why, Ms. Davis, I told you that that wasn't a point of order. Now we have, if I don't remember wrong, we have Ms. Tanaki challenge. Can we stay? Anybody want to talk about the debate, about the challenge?
Yes. I would like to speak.
Rhonda Garner, you asked for the floor to debate the challenge.
Point of order. Point of order. This is Grace Aaron.
Grace,
may I be recognized, please?
Grace Aaron, if you are raising a point of order over a
I am raising
order,
a different
sorry,
point
I'm
of
sorry.
Order. Rhonda Garner has asked for the floor at least five times, and she hasn't been recognized yet. She should be recognized.
Ms. Jan Goodman. Ms. Jan Goodman. I was asking Ms. Rhonda Garner to be on this. I asked her when you jumped with your point of order. That obviously is not one. Ms. Rhonda Garner, go ahead. You have the floor.
I asked for a point of personal privilege.
Who's that? Rhonda?
Rhonda Garner.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's difficult to hear with everybody speaking at the same time.
State
your name because
I want
the people
to be
doesn't know.
The 2016 PND was not, you were disrespectful of the bylaws in disallowing WBAI to have representation. So
that is not a point of personal privilege, Ms.
Well, you know what, Madam Chair.
That is not a point of personal privilege, Ms. Gardner.
So I reject the 2016 PND or what they ruled on.
Do you realize what the point of personal privilege means? Do you realize what the point of personal privilege means? That is not a point of personal privilege. Maybe Robert Martin
wants to share
this so long.
Madam Chair,
to you.
Madam Chair, in that I'm a new member, could you please help me to be able to state what I want to say and it be recognized? Can you suggest?
Ms. Garner, you cannot reach the floor. You cannot jump the stack on the floor calling for something that is not what you are saying. If you want to discuss, I said before, if you want to discuss the challenge of the ruling of the chair, I open the floor for you, but do not call it a point of personal privilege because it is not.
I would have hoped that you would have stopped.
I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, this is Sabrina Dick, KPFA. Madam Chair, I would like to be recognized and put on the stack, please.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Your name? I'm sorry.
Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA. I would like to be put on the stack, Madam Chair.
This is Alex Steinberg from WBA.
Thank you very much. I would like to be put on the stack and recognized, Madam Chair.
Sabrina Jacob, you have the floor in the discussion of the challenge of the ruling of the chair.
Call the question.
Sabrina.
Yes, call the question.
Okay.
I second the motion.
Who's that? Please state.
Okay, PC. I second the motion to call the question.
Okay, perfect. You know that that means that they, okay.
This is great, Darren. I have a point of information.
Say, I'm sorry. We have in the floor a call of the question. And
okay,
it's taken for calling the question. We need to go to a vote.
I have a point of information. What are we calling the question on?
Who is who? I'm sorry. Who's talking?
This is Grace Aaron.
Grace Aaron, okay.
I would like to know what we are calling the question on exactly.
The challenge of the ruling of the chair, Ms. Aaron.
This is Aki Tanaka. I removed that motion, please.
I'm sorry, Mr. Tanaka, you are not being recognized yet. Grace Aaron, you asked what the call the question from Ms. Jacob and second by Mr. Campisi was the call the question in the challenge of the ruling of the chair.
A point of order, request information.
I'm sorry, Bill. Let me finish. The only way is the secretary can take the roll call in calling the question. And I want everybody to know that to call the question, to close debate, means you need two-thirds. Okay? Go ahead.
Request for information, Bill Crozier.
What is your point of personal what? Point of information?
Request for information.
Yes.
Question is a challenge to the ruling of the chair. You're referring to the one that about your ruling that it was not a point of order?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Point of order.
Benito Diaz point of order. Benito Diaz.
And Jan Goodman, another point of order. I've been trying to make it.
Okay. Benito? What is
I don't understand what's going on here. So I would like to understand how can people be raising points of order when the board has yet to be seated, if I understood correctly?
Well,
we have to have
even people to talk. I'm sorry, Mr. Diaz, but that's the way that it is. And then we ask why our members ask why we talk and delay and never vote on anything. If who else wants to? Anybody else in the closing debate?
Jan Goodman.
Jan Goodman. Okay, you have the floor.
Yes. On this vote and any vote relating to the which version of the. Vote should be recognized.
I don't understand what are you trying to say, Ms. Goodman.
Seem appropriate to recuse the affiliate directors from this vote since they their position is at issue here, so that we should recuse them from voting. So that's a point of order with regard to this vote that they should not be voting.
We can try that with Mr. Trump. You know, he's the president. We don't like him, and we can say he doesn't need to vote because we don't like him.
Recognize.
Ms. Goodman, you have a call for closed debate. We spent already 4 minutes, and we didn't even seat the directors, okay?
That is the point here. We need to know which...
I'm sorry, Ms. Goodman, you cannot go back and forth. Do you understand that? Mr. Jacob and Mr. Campisi, they put a closed debate motion. And we need to go to vote.
Madam Chair, this is Bill Campisi. Madam Chair? This is Bill Campisi.
Yes, sir.
Point of information. Madam Chair, would it be possible to do this if the body agreed to do this? What if I withdrew the motion to call the question? What if Ms. Davis withdrew her point of order with the agreement that we'll take up the affiliate issue in a few minutes? And why don't we elect a chair pro tem before we take up any further issues. Maybe the body would like to do that. And I could, you know, so I'm willing to, Ms. Jacobs is willing to withdraw her call to question, if Catherine Davis is willing to withdraw her point of order.
I mean, you speak for all of them, Mr.
Well, okay, Ms. Jacobs, are you willing to withdraw?
No, sir, you are not the chair.
Oh,
and it would also depend on who would be voting on the chair.
Point of order.
Do you think that, Jan Goodman, do you really think that's important given the mess we're in right now?
It's not a back and forth.
I have a point of order.
Yes, Robert,
Serene, Robert.
Point of order. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay.
We're in the middle of a complete mess. We need to get a different chair.
I'm sorry. Be respectful.
Mr. Campisi?
You have the same right that the other 21 members. Thank you. Ms. Roberts, you have the floor. What is your point of order?
Okay. My point of order is that calling the question is not debatable. So once the question has been called, we vote. And at some point, it is now 9:13, 45 minutes almost into the meeting. At some point, we should try to get some Pacifica business done.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, this is calling the roll. I'm calling the question.
Closing.
Aaron.
Yes.
Aaron.
No.
How do you...
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Sharon Brown.
Yes.
Yes, Bill Campisi.
I'm sorry, I had to step out for a bit. What are we voting on? Calling the question?
Calling the question, yes.
No.
No. Bill Crozier.
Pass.
Pass. Catherine Davis?
Is it no to... support the chair, or is it yes to support the chair?
Oh, my. No, it is to close debate, Ms. Davis.
You're voting to close debate. No.
No. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. Rhonda Gardner. Rhonda Gardner?
Board of Information.
Can't hear
no,
you.
I'm sorry. We cannot entertain any point of order or point of information or interruptions during the vote.
Jan Goodman. Jan Goodman?
No.
No. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Ken Laufer.
Pass.
Pass. Robert Mark.
No.
Robert Mark. Sorry, repeat.
No.
No. Athea Nwangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Green Roberts. Yes. Yes. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Alex Steinberg?
No.
No. Aki Tanaka?
No.
No. Temba Chibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Andrea Turner?
No.
No. Mesquila Washington.
Yes.
Yes. Bill Crozier, you pass.
No.
No.
This is Jim Brown. Madam Chair.
One moment, please. Ken Laufer, you pass.
No.
No. Jim?
Yes. I'm changing my vote to yes.
Well, I thought you had voted yes.
Okay. One moment. Rhonda Garner, I did not hear you.
No.
No. Okay, one moment.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair,
I'm sorry.
This is Jim Brown again.
Jim, is something that is related to this vote?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because at first, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
We were voting to uphold the chair's decision on the other part of this motion, but I want to change my vote to no.
You change to no to closing the...
No, I'm saying, are we voting to close the debate? Or are we
This is a vote to close debate.
Close debate. If we voted to close the debate, then I want to vote yes.
No. Oh, come on.
I just want to keep
it
clear.
I will ask the members to please mute when you are done. You are not speaking because you are not allowing the listeners to hear who's speaking and who's saying whatever they want to say. Please be respectful of the listeners and be respectful of your fellow board members. Mute when you are not speaking.
This is Janet. May I say who voted how?
Yes, please.
From my understanding. So I have 9 yes and 12 no, 0 abstentions. I have voting yes, Jim Brown, Sharon Brown, Benito Diaz, Sabrina Jacobs, Asiano Gaza, Shereen Roberts, Nancy Sorden, Tema Chibanda, and Mosquila Washington. I have voting no, Grace Aaron, Jonathan Alexander, Bill Campisi, Bill Crozier, Catherine Davis, Rhonda Garner, Dan Goodman, Ken Laufer, Robert Mark, Alex Steinberg, Aki Tanaka, and Andrea Turner. So this fails.
Okay, I vote.
Crozier from stack.
I'm sorry. Should I have the option to vote?
Oh, I'm sorry. Chair, do you wish to vote? Sorry.
I vote yes.
Yes, so that's 10 yes, 12 no, 0 abstention. This fails.
It means that the closing debate failed. We're still debating.
Alex Steinberg from BAR, for the stack, please.
Serene for the stack.
Everybody being clear that we are debating. No, the point of order, we are debating Mr. Tanaka challenge of the ruling of the chair. Go ahead. Who wants the floor?
Crozier.
Alex Steinberg.
And
so
Serene.
Alex Steinberg and Serene. Okay. Mr. Crozier, go ahead.
I'd like to move what Bill Campisi tried earlier. I move to table this and immediately move to a vote on electing a pro chair pro tem so that and we can pick this back up afterwards.
Second the motion. Bill Campisi seconding Mr. Crozier's motion.
I'm sorry, Mr. Crozier.
Motion amend.
Ms. Goodman. Mr. Crozier cannot make a motion that is not, first of all, is not germane. We should debate vote just now, no to close debate. You vote no to close debate.
That's okay.
Crozier, motion to table is always in order.
Mr. Crozier, you don't have the floor.
Crozier, for the stack.
We have...
Point of Mr. Campisi, Mr. Campisi, I have a point of information.
Go ahead, Mr. Campisi.
Madam Chair, isn't a motion to lay on the table always in order? Anything that we're discussing?
Mr. Campisi, I can explain that to you if you want.
When
the body just votes not to close debate, You cannot bring a motion that has nothing to do, because the body already, that is dilatory. The body already decides not to close the debate.
Point of order. I voted no so that I could make that motion to table.
Nancy Sorden, point of order.
No, Mr. Crozier, you don't have that option. Nancy, and you cannot raise that like a point of order. Mr. Crozier, you were chair of a lot of boards. You know perfectly.
Well, I am going to raise a point of order.
Floor. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Like a point of order, you cannot gain the floor to get into the staff. What you are saying is not a point of order. I'm very sorry.
I didn't ask for a point of order. I asked to be on the stack.
You will have Mr. Chamber first. Go ahead, Mr. Alex Chamber. Are you
Alex?
There?
This is Nancy. Do
okay,
I have the
Serene?
Floor?
Okay, Serene, you're next.
I'm sorry, I think Nancy's making a point of order.
Okay. Please, if the rest of people can mute, then we can mute.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
This is Bill Crozier. I'm going to raise a point of order on that.
Mr. Crozier!
I mean, Drona.
Mr.
This is Catherine. I'm going to raise a point of order on that.
Permanently try to discuss.
Point of order.
May I explain my point of order, please?
Can I have mine first, please? This is Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy Sorden.
Okay, I think my point of order is I think that the motion that Bill Crozier offered is partly in order and partly not germane. The part about tabling it would be in order, but the part about introducing some other thing to do is not germane to the debate of this.
Ms. Sorden, I rule that is not a point of order. People cannot gain the floor and jump the stack to present motions with a point of order that is not.
Point of order, Ms. Crozier.
Mr. Crozier.
I did not raise a point of order to make that motion. I just asked to be on the stack.
No,
and
sir,
I didn't have my
90
seconds. May I continue?
About what? Didn't you just at this minute ask me for a point of order? And that's why I give you the floor?
The point of order was that I was...
We need to repeat the... Saskia, this is a recording. You just asked for a point of order, and that's why I call on you.
Well, I'm asking if I can go back and finish my time, because I was not raising a point of order initially. I asked to be on the stack, and you stated that it was...
You know, Mr. Crozier, that the point of order is not what you just raised. A point of order is breaking on the rules. No, you cannot explain. No,
may I explain,
the point
please?
Of order, I'm sorry, Mr. Crozier, a point of order is not debatable.
Nancy Sorden, point of order.
Okay, well, let me explain my point of order.
Mr. Crozier, you don't have the floor. Even you hear me calling Ms. Maybe your mic
well,
is
this
too
is interesting,
high and
isn't
you cannot
it?
Listen to other people.
Rhonda Garner for the staff.
Ms. Sorden,
Nancy Sorden, point of order. Yes, Bill was not raising a point of order. He was raising a motion to table this discussion, and then he threw in a non-germane issue of nominating the chairs now, which is not germane to this issue that that he said to table, which we can't have a motion on the issue that we're debating and bring in some other
motion. I agree with you. That's why I think so. Did I hear anybody else? I heard the female voice yelling on the bottom. Who's that?
Robert Mark for the stack.
No, I heard a female voice. Yeah, you run the gun?
I'm sorry. This is Serene.
We have Robert Mark first for the floor, and then you
go. I'm sorry. Point of order.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. I believe that on the stack were Crozier, Steinberg, and me in that order.
Yes. Yes.
So
I didn't
unless,
that's why.
Who just spoke? Mr. Mark? Unless Robert Mark has a point of order, he's not next.
No, I just want to be on the stack.
Okay, then Mr. Steinberg, you are not on the call? Okay, then Serene, you have the floor, and then Mr. Robert Mark.
Okay, so just to be clear, I wish to speak on Mr. Tanaka's challenge of the chair with regard to ruling the point of order by Kathy out of order. Okay. I also have a parliamentary inquiry before I begin, because I believe on such procedural motions we are 2-4 and 2 against, are we not?
We should.
Okay, because I think we've been far deeper, far deeper into it than that, and, you know, it's only been an hour, so.
Yes.
Okay, on the issue that the member was attempting to raise as a point of order, it is, in fact, not a point of order. The bylaws are clear that the election of affiliate directors for 1 year are conducted by a board, the previous board, not by the board on which those people will be serving, in the year to which they're being elected. So there is, in fact, no such thing as a, quote, alternative tally. We've gone through the dance of the WBAI delegates, half of them, who violated the bylaws at least on 3 occasions in attempting to vote for directors and screwed it up each time so that BAI did not have its representation, its full complement on the board last year. However, their failure does not translate into the board not being able to do its duty and handle the rest of its responsibilities. Had people not deliberately, well, let me say this.
Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege, please.
You need to wait.
This is Kathy.
I open the floor for you.
Point of personal privilege, please.
You can wait, I said, until Serene finished talking, and then you can raise your point.
Had people not stumbled over, barricades that they themselves erected.
Point
we would have
of
had
personal privilege.
I heard you, but the point of personal privilege doesn't interrupt. I'm very sorry.
Well, a moment.
Wait for your
point of information.
Stop it. You don't have the floor, and you also don't have a
point of information.
But I'm speaking about the 2016 WBAI LSB, of which you are not a member.
Well, just a moment ago, the chair ruled this out of order. The chair ruled this out of order, this discussion.
And talk to the chair.
I'm trying to talk to you.
It's absolutely true that you need to go to training, at least knowing our bylaw and Robert Rule of Order. You don't talk to each other. You talk to the chair.
I raised the several
and
times
hope,
the point of personal privilege
raise,
and point of order. I raised several times. All the
Kathy,
just
now. You wait, but you need to wait, Miss David.
I raised the point of personal privilege
because completely correct in ruling. The chair was completely correct.
Excuse me, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? You just said I couldn't talk to you.
Miss Roberts,
I'm trying to come to an understanding.
But you don't have the floor, Kathy. Please stop interrupting me.
Well, only if you
the chair,
not talk
the
to each
chair,
other.
If you're going to allow this delegate to make comments.
Davis, I heard you, and I will give you the floor once that you let the members before you finish what she's speaking about. Do you think that you can abide with that decent rule?
Well, I think that if someone is going to say something derogatory, I have a right to a point of personal personal privilege.
He said you don't
if someone
have
is saying
floor.
Something derogatory, don't
you
I have a point of personal privilege?
What part you don't get?
Well, then
you
if you're chairing, then you have an obligation. You have an obligation.
You wish. You have an obligation
to disallow
parliamentary
hearings. You have an obligation.
Some chance this will go in front of the listeners, and you are asking for money for the listeners to have people so uncivilized that cannot listen to other board members.
Uncivilized?
Is that
it? I have another person.
You are disrupting the minutes. I instruct the secretary to write in the minutes a warning to Ms. Davis because she's not following the rules. Thank you. Ms. Robert, finish your comment, and then Ms. Davis will have the option to raise her point of personal privilege.
Well, I have a parliamentary inquiry. I don't understand how a point of personal privilege can be claimed when the member who's making the claim was not a part of the body that is being discussed.
Okay.
I'm listening to all of the meetings, Serene. You know that.
I don't know who's speaking, but you need to hush.
I need to tell you that you don't have the floor. Wait your turn. Okay, Celine, did you finish?
No. As I said, I support, as I was attempting
who's,
to say,
who's,
I support
who's,
the rule.
Who's taking the time? Who's signing the speaker?
I am.
Go ahead.
Okay. Please adhere. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I will wrap up
your comment, Serena.
In the interest of time, I'm going to try to do that. But I think that after that sustained, 4-minute interruption from someone who cannot claim a point of personal privilege because they weren't mentioned and they're not part of the body being discussed, I think I should be able to start over because she's totally destroyed my train of thought. But at any rate, there is no such thing as a, quote, alternative tally. The bylaws are clear on how people get seated, who gets to vote, when the vote happens. Those things have been complied with. It's over. We're done. Let's get on with the work.
And Goodman.
Okay. Ms. Davis.
Back.
Your point of personal privilege. Go ahead.
Yes, my point of personal privilege was on two points, that you disallowed me to comment on the very same thing that you allowed Ms. Roberts to comment on. And then I hear a number of insults being shared as a part of that commentary, and it seems very clear that depending on who says something, then it's allowed. If someone else sells something, then it's not allowed. So I feel that there's an inequity
here. Are you raising a point against me? Are you saying that I'm applying the rules? David?
Yes, because I was not allowed.
Can you answer yes or no, Ms. Davis? Because now you are talking about me, and I'm trying to control. And the listeners, they should be ashamed enough hearing
my
the
point,
people that
my point,
the directors. You make
my
your point, I mean, your point, you are naming
personal
me.
Personal privilege is that I felt that insults were being put forth in that comment about
the
New York voters. I don't remember the exact words. If you had let me speak when they were spoken,
no, me,
there
baby,
was derogatory
no, whatever
words.
You want. Maybe I will ask you to have a piece of paper and a pen, and maybe you can keep your thoughts, and then you can keep in line and have your commentaries when it's time to, when the floor is for you.
Well, I'll be careful to do that from now on.
Thank you. I really will appreciate it. I already lost who was next on the floor. Who was asking?
Crozier for the stack. I never got to have all of my 90 seconds.
I'm sorry. Good evening, I believe Bob Marr.
Back and forth permanently.
Bob Marcos.
Remember,
said.
Robert Rule said that nobody is allowed to speak twice in the members. All of them speak on all of them.
I would like to finish my first 90 seconds that you did not want.
Adriana?
I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, this is Roberts.
Yes, it's Robert.
I believe Robert Marks had asked for the staff.
Yes.
Madam Chair, I believe this is Jonathan Alexander.
Okay.
May I be recognized? I believe that Garner has asked.
I'm sorry. Jonathan.
I'm sorry. I thought
Jonathan,
you recognized.
Jonathan, what you are asking for? Because the next one on the floor is Mr. Robert Marks that was waiting patiently to his time. What are you raising?
Apologize.
You want to be on the stack? You want to be a point of order?
Actually,
a point of information? What do you want to say, Mr. Alexander?
Thank you for asking. I was addressing the stack the same way Ms. Roberts did. I think perhaps
perfect.
It would be a point
okay.
of order because you may have made a mistake.
Mr. Alexander, thank you very much. You are on the stack, you mean after Robert Marks? That's what you were trying to tell me? That you want to be on the floor?
I was trying to tell you that someone else was asking to be in the stack that you missed.
Okay.
Again, thank
that
you.
That person can speak by themselves. Is anybody else? That
I'm sorry, was you anybody listening to the meeting 30 seconds ago? Wow. Ms. Garner has been repeatedly asking to be on the stack, and I'm sorry, the volume there is low.
Mr. Alexander, you don't have the floor anymore. Mr. Marks, I'm pleased I want to listen, Mr. Marks.
I'm going to go ahead and pass my time at this point.
Okay. Mr. Alexander, you were talking for somebody specifically or about yourself?
First of all, I move to table this discussion. And I was trying to state that Ms. Garner was asking to be on the staff. That's all.
What do you want to table? You need to tell me, and please, you know that when you are sending some of this kind, and it's the way that it is, it's impossible to keep up with a minute. What is you are asking for this? Did you send an email saying,
I'm sorry.
And tell me, please, can you explain what you
would
want
you
to
mind
table?
Repeating what you said? Would you mind repeating what
you
said about...
What do you want to table, Mr. Alexander? What do you want to table?
This entire discussion so that we may move...
No, sir, we cannot do that. If you table, you table emotions. We don't have emotions here. We have a challenge of the ruling of the chair. And all of you vote to keep discussing. Okay? You want another vote? When you vote no in closing debate, you cannot try to gain it through a different situation or through a different position. You should think about before and vote yes.